Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, October 31st, 2018. Sensing God's Presence. I'm in a place in my life where I relish the times with my Lord in the mornings. I'm a writer, speaker, and teacher, and need desperately to stay connected with Him and His Word. But the busyness of the past 2 months has greatly disrupted those precious times. With all the details and aspects of moving out of state and immediately going away on a 10-day trip, it's understandable that it would be hard to concentrate on His Word, to still my mind and heart before Him. I often found myself apologizing to the Lord for my distracted heart and begged Him to help me settle down so I could commune with Him. Sometimes I was able to, other times, not so much. It's very hard for a AAA personality type to sit still, especially under these types of circumstances. I knew that God understood and forgave me. I knew it was understandable from a human point of view, and that all this craziness was just for a short season. But the thing is, I missed those times with just the Lord and I, without all those things vying for my attention. I missed just relaxing with my Savior and savoring His presence. And you know what? I think He did too. Now, don't misunderstand me. I never felt like God had left me. I knew He was there because He Himself said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you," Hebrews 13:5. Nor am I saying I always feel His presence. But through many hours of daily, consistent times alone with God, I've come to a special place in my walk with God. I know deep down in my heart He is ever present with me. That sense of His presence is simply a matter of degree and a conscious awareness of Him. What causes this variability? Circumstances, people, our enemy, even God Himself at times. But I personally think the primary factor is the condition of our hearts. If you're not sensing God's presence, then ask yourself, am I right before my holy God? Is there any lack of confession or repentance on my end? See Psalm 66:18. Whatever the cause, it sure is wonderful when we do sense God's presence. It dispels fear, doubt, and gives us joy, peace, and contentment. See Isaiah 41:10 and Psalm 16:11. Do you have a sense of God's presence? Perhaps you have never experienced this type of closeness with God, or only to a small degree. Is this type of intimacy available only to a choice few? No, it is available to all who desire it. In fact, God wants that closeness with you. Yes, you. He created you for that very purpose. He wants you to know Him and have the awareness of His love and care. I've dedicated my life to helping others know this amazing truth. How do you get to this place? First, by understanding that this is a love relationship entered only through believing in Jesus Christ's redemptive work for you personally. Secondly, a love relationship takes time, effort, and a commitment on both ends to develop. God does His part. Will you do yours? I've written about how in my first book, Our Knowable God. I've been walking with Jesus for 33 years now, and I can wholeheartedly tell you He is worth knowing. Things are finally starting to get back to normal in my life. Well, a new normal. I still have lots of adjusting to do, but at least I'm starting to settle down and settle back into my delicious quiet times with Jesus. Until next time, my friends, I hope you will make the effort to sit down with your Savior and experience His presence too. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. Psalm 34:8.